Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, now we're playing baseball, so the Tampa Bay Rays have come into play. They have their home opener tonight at Tropicana Field against the Boston Red Sox. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially all the truck drivers that have been out there all weekend long, going from point A to point B to get the job done. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as @TheCaptainsAmerica. We're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the things we have over there. All right, and joining us right now, the professor of politics right here on the Radidio, it's none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start the show tonight with the Georgia GOP legislators who announced yesterday they would love to see the headquarters of Coca-Cola move out of Georgia. They said, we want you out.
Yes, that's exactly what they're saying, Captain. And, of course, all this in response to the Coca-Cola CEO basically saying that the recent law signed into action by the Georgia governor, Governor Kemp, was unacceptable. And it was, quote, a step backwards.
Well, yesterday morning, George Steffi Stephanopoulos had Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, on. And Chris Christie called out Joe Biden for lying to the American people about the Georgia election bill. I loved it. Now, I just happened to be watching this because I got a little sick and tired of watching Chris Wallace, so I decided to watch Steffi. Now, he right after Chris Christie called Biden out for lying to the American people, he turned to the Democracy for America CEO, Yvette Simpson, who proclaimed that 17 days in Georgia, that part of the bill that allowed for early voting, just was not enough. I think that, well, you know, what we need to do is make sure early voting gets expanded. 17 days is just not enough on early voting. Now, she said that as Stacey Abrams had been in Georgia touting the 9 days of early voting in New Jersey, Christie's home state. Now, Stacey Abrams praised New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who's a Democrat, for allowing 9 days of early voting in his state. At the same time, she called Georgia's law Jim Crow 2.0. How about that?
So now, wait a second. Well, what about the what was Stacey Abrams talking about then? You know, isn't that Jim Crow 3.0 or something then?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But the point is that she's blowing smoke up everybody's butt. Okay, by with a comment like that, okay? Because she already said, oh, that's excellent. You're going to have 9 days of early voting in New Jersey. That's fantastic. Okay, now, at another point during the discussion, Simpson then told the voters that they can't be given water while standing in line. That's another lie. And again, Christie fired back with the truth about what the law called for. Now, Simpson said, you should ask the people who know. You should ask the people who know. I've been doing voter protection for 10 years. Just the idea that you can't give people water in line. I know people's babies. And then Christie butted in and said, no, that's not true. Simpson chimed back in and she goes, I've held people's babies while they go in and vote in order to enfranchise the vote. Do it by all. And then Christie hollered back, you can't be electioneering. Excuse me. That's just wrong. And then Christie, once again, he says it's 150 feet where in New Jersey, in Chicago, or any other place in the country, you are not supposed to be any part of a partisan group, cannot do electioneering by giving out food and water. And the Georgia bill says there can be water provided by the state of Georgia, just not to partisan groups. And then he said to the woman, he says, and oh, by the way, I've held plenty of babies in a voting line.
Yes, yes. Well, as you're saying, Captain, you see, the electioneering, that's the heart of the matter. Preventing that or making it such that that can't happen, that actually protects all of the voters. It protects the election process. But what this lady was trying to get across, I think, is, again, it's just a free-for-all. It's whatever we want to do in the name of having these elections and having them disenfranchised, this kind of thing. But it's a false thing.
The biggest bomb that Christie dropped was in pointing out the true motivations behind Biden's lies about the Georgia law, and this is where the rubber meets the road. He said, it expands early voting in Georgia. The president said it ended it. Listen, he's what Joe Biden's got to live with when he wakes up this morning. Or I'm sorry, here's what Joe Biden has to live with when he wakes up this morning on Easter morning. He's doing exactly what he sat around in the campaign and the transition and accused Donald Trump of doing. He's lying to cause racial divisions in this country. That's what he accused Donald Trump of doing, and he's a liar and a hypocrite this morning. And right then and there, you can see the flustered face of this Simpson woman, as Christie pointed out, the elephant in the room. He freaking nailed it. Hold that thought. Kyle, we'll be back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the telephone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And by the way, don't forget, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for well over 5 years now. It works for me because of the problem that I have with my left foot and my ankle. I get swelling in the ankle and the leg and the foot and all that sort of stuff, and then it starts to hurt, and it goes right up from my ankle to my knee to my hip and then up into my back, and if I don't do something about it, I'm just in constant pain and I have trouble moving around. So what I found to do is to take a product called Relief Factor, which has got all natural ingredients in it. It is not at all got any drugs in it. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All of those ingredients mixed together help to go right to the source of the pain and either eliminate it or lower it and reduce the inflammation you're having, too. And that's what I need to have. And it works for me. As a matter of fact, I gave somebody 4 of the little packets over the weekend. They were having a problem with their back, and they came back to me the morning after, and they said, my pain is gone. How do I get this stuff? So I gave them the information, and I got it. So here's what you do. For $19.95, you start with a 3-week quick start. It's just exactly that. It's enough of the little packets to get you through 3 weeks, and then after that, you go to the automatic shipping, or you tell them you don't want any more because it didn't work, whatever the case is. But it's $19.95 to get started. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to sign up for it right there. There's a little tutorial there. If you need to watch the video, it's all there for you. Explains everything that you need to know. So relieffactor.com/captain. And all you can do is lose the pain you're having. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
I want to finish up the Georgia story. You ready?
Okay, sure.
So you could see the flustered face on Ms. Simpson as Christie pointed out the elephant in the room. Christie simply nailed it. And at the heart of the attacks on the law by Biden, Abrams, and other Democrats is the desire to keep Georgia's newly minted blue status for years to come. Manipulation of the minority voters, as Democrats have done for decades in other states. That's a big part of their plan to do so right there. And they're lying to make sure they get it done. You people in Georgia need to wake the hell up. You are being lied to by the Democrats again. Don't believe me? Wait till you see what happens a year from now. Wait till you see what happens. Because that little senator, those senators that you elected, the Democratic attacks on your state could ultimately end up backfiring at the ballot box once more Georgians realize that the state has just lost a bunch of jobs and money over this law because those on the left who claim to be trying to protect it from harm were lying about it the entire time. These people are lying right to your face, ladies and gentlemen, in Georgia, and you need to wake up.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the best ways that people in Georgia can really make a difference and realize what's going on and back it up with facts is just read the law for themselves so that they can refute these kinds of claims when someone in their orbit makes that, or if they see it on television or hear it on a broadcast. Because, again, they're counting on the idea that nobody's actually going to go read the law. It's just jumping on a bandwagon of President Biden saying they can't give them water and stuff like that, and then it takes on a life of its own, but it's not really real.
Right. Now, here's what the president had to say on Saturday. Are you ready?
Yes.
He said, for years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from that company is done or stated in any way that offends them. Now they're going big time with the woke cancel culture and our sacred elections. It's finally time for Republicans and conservatives to fight back. Amen. We have more people than they do by far. Boycott Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, J.P. Morgan Chase, Viacom CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. Don't go back to their products until they relent. We can play the game better than they can. They didn't even get approval of the state legislatures, which is mandated under the U.S. Constitution. They rigged and stole our 2020 presidential election, which we won by a landslide. And then, on top of that, boycott and scare companies into submission. Never submit. Never give up. The radical left will destroy our country if we let them. We will not become a socialist nation. Happy Easter.
Wow, very, very powerful from the former president there. And, you know, Captain, as you mentioned before, too, I think Coca-Cola in relation to Georgia legislators, you know, if the CEO of the company thinks that the new law in Georgia is unacceptable or a step backwards, again, he seems to be making claims about the law. That
he hasn't read it.
That's right. It just shows that he hasn't read it. So at the same time, though, we're happy to educate, like the CEO of Coke and other politicians, you know, because if they could actually essentially talk about the law in the proper context of reading it and then discussing it, that might be a real different thing. But again, that's a different thing than just jumping on a bandwagon, and that's what we're seeing happening there.
Well, yesterday there was a person that was doing a radio show, and I happened to be in the area. And they were giving the news reports on this Georgia stuff, and they were using a CNN news story. Now, the problem number one is CNN, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
So they quoted what CNN had to say about the fact that you couldn't give them bottled water, and the polls were going to close early and all that stuff. And I said, I know you're not getting the article from the law, the bill, but I've got the bill open up right here in my phone. And I'm going to read you a couple of the provisions here. Number one, about the water, and number two, about the polls. The polls are still going to be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're still going to be open for the additional 17 days, which is 8 more than the 9 that it was to begin with, and they wanted it longer than that. And you're going to be able to register and have ID in many different ways. You can go to the sheriff's departments for free, and get your ID. You can bring in a power bill and use that as ID. You can bring in a rent bill and use that as ID. So what's the problem? They're going out of their way to make all kinds of different things available so they can vote. They're taking the excuses away from them at all. On the water, they explain the electioneering laws and the fact that no one in political garb supporting any candidate or party could hand anything to anybody within the proximity of space from the polling place to where the end of the longest line was.
Well, exactly. And, Captain, you know, you're talking about the idea of bringing in something that would identify you. That's what they're really upset about.
Yep.
Yeah, and so for everything else, as everybody knows, you need an ID for everything else in your daily life. But somehow for voting, especially in this context, they don't want you to have it. Because what happens, Captain, if it's really one person, one vote, what happens then? Well, then we might get a real we'd have an integrity to the election. We might get an actual result. But if you don't have to have that, then you can sort of manipulate it any way that you want to. And I think that's their ultimate goal.
Yep, you're probably right. Now,
yeah, well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to change gears altogether.
Oh, sure.
All right, you ready?
Absolutely.
New York State has made marijuana, pot, illegal. Now, someone has to grow the marijuana, right?
Yes.
Someone has to harvest it, right?
Yep.
Someone has to package it, right?
Yep.
Someone has to distribute it, right?
Yep.
There's money to be made here, right?
Oh, sure.
And yeah. Then there's the taxes they're going to put on this, right?
Sure.
And jobs will be created, correct?
Evidently, yes.
Around marketing, regulation, delivery, and research with offshoots that have no direct connection to the product at all.
Right.
So, they did this as a moneymaker for their budget because they proved it in what I'm about to tell you, Part B of the marijuana deal. They also have reached a budget deal in their legislature to raise the state income tax and corporate taxes some $4.3 billion.
Wow. That's really something. I mean, that's... Exactly. But again, it's the idea of legalizing marijuana, I suppose.
Yeah, and then just for the heck of it, yesterday somebody went into Times Square and got a couple of reporters around them and lit up a joint in front of a couple of cops, and there was nothing they could do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so if you're going to New York and your eyes get a little blurry and you start to act a little foggy, maybe you're breathing... marijuana smoke from the streets where the people are going to be puffing it.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, and again, is that really the best thing for society? That's the central question.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I like to be in control of my faculties and not in control, and this is another way to be part of the puppet society we have out there. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. And Ron Edwards is going to say something.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 3 million Americans per day are receiving COVID vaccinations as vaccination efforts increase across the country. On Saturday, more than 4 million doses were administered, setting a new single-day record. Despite those efforts, cases are slowly rising, with spreading variants being blamed for the increase. Dr. Celine Gounder was a member of the Biden Transition Team's COVID Advisory Board and tells CNN that there are still some precautions those who are vaccinated should take, including avoiding large crowds.
Only about 30% of people in this country have received even one dose of vaccine, much less being fully vaccinated. And so I think if you are vaccinated, yes, you can engage in some of these activities, but you should still stay away from crowds. You should, if you're visiting with people from household not your own, really be sticking to one other household at a time, because there is still a very real risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We appreciate her doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. And you can go to their website and you can get an instant quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you might even want to include your homeowners or your renter's insurance in on this too, because if you bundle them all together with the vehicles you got, you're going to save a bunch of money. Now, Geico's been in business for going on 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And again, your local Geico office can take care of all your insurance needs for you, or you can go through the website and find out right then and there what's going on, find out who your agent is, how to get a hold of them, and also you can get a quote right then and there. All you got to do is give them your zip code. So, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an HEV, or a boat, all of that can be covered by Geico, and they will also be more than happy to give you a quote on your homeowners and renters insurance too, because that will help bundle your insurance together and get you an even lower rate. So, check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, Kyle, we have got a situation down here. We've talked about it a little bit. Didn't talk about it a lot because I didn't want to get a whole bunch of people all concerned like the mainstream media was doing. Like, as if, oh, my God, we're going to have this dam, and it's gonna bust immediately, and all my people are being evacuated, and, oh, it's terrible, and thousands are going to die, and all this other stuff they were throwing out there. Okay. This is not the first time this has happened. Are you aware of that?
I was not, to be honest.
Okay, this is not the first time this has happened. This is a retention pond, a series of retention ponds. This is the biggest one, which has got a leak in it. This is not as big a leak as I've seen before in some of the ones, including the dam that they had, which was in question several years ago on the river. But they have since gotten the Army in there, the Army Corps of Engineers, the National Guard, a bunch of heavy equipment. They're starting to the process of backing, filling the hole in and getting that all done and this, that, and the other. It's starting to take place. They think they've made some serious progress. I certainly hope so. And they've also got lots of big-time pumps that have pumped out, I've been told, around 140 million gallons of water out of the pond into the channel that takes it out to Tampa Bay, out to the Gulf of Mexico through Tampa Bay with the current, and it's going to go out there and dissolve itself. Now, the problem is some of these ponds, the water that's in there has not been treated.
Exactly right. And this is what they're concerned with. And you're right, Captain. There are different models of what would happen if there was a failure or a real breach that would happen here. One of the models talks about a 20-foot wall of water. Others put it at maybe 1 to 5 feet of water. But nevertheless, I think the governor and the authorities there are doing the right thing by making sure that the evacuation zone is dealt with to make sure that everybody would be safe. There's also evidently a correctional facility or jail in that zone. They haven't they haven't planned to move anybody yet. But you mentioned about the 140 million gallons of water. The pond originally held some 480 million gallons when they first discovered the leak. But right now, after the pumping that they've been doing, there's about 340 million gallons remaining, we understand. But again, yes, this is a very, very important situation. But as they relieve this pressure, they hope that it's going to stabilize the situation very, very soon.
Yeah, that's all true. And again, paying close attention to what's going on, all the people that are there, they've evacuated or placed in the evacuation area around 200 homes. They were thinking about taking it out a little bit further. I'm not sure where that's at. There's going to be some decisions made about that today. And of course, they're taking another look at it. And when daylight comes, they'll have a much better idea. But they are, so far, they are doing everything that they need to do correctly to do what they do.
Exactly right. And I think the governor pointed out, quite rightly so, that obviously the process that this wastewater comes from has something to do with radioactivity of fertilizer as they produce the fertilizer, this phosphate runoff. But it's the byproduct of the water itself is not radioactive. And that's something that word gets out there, and I think it can scare people. But I think the governor, if I recall correctly, Captain, just stated unequivocally this is not radioactive waste, basically.
All right. We've got someone, Mark from Clearwater, chiming in here. And he said, let's also especially boycott Facebook, Google, Apple, and others who are censoring free speech, especially from conservatives. Well, I got a better idea. Why don't you just go over to one of the websites that I've mentioned that I'm on, Parler, MeWe, or Gab, and guess what? It'll solve the problem.
Well, that certainly will. See, the idea is the market forces will come into play. If suddenly you see social media companies losing subscribers because they're going to other places where they can more freely state their opinions and so forth, then yes, that will have a real impact. And that's the same kind of thing. But unfortunately, I think we have a lot of folks, Captain, who run these kinds of things. They're maybe not so interested in market forces as much as they want to simply make the rules.
Well, the other thing they're not doing over there is they're not gathering your data and selling it, which is what Facebook does and Twitter does. Certainly, they take your information. And when you get all these emails from somebody out in Timbuktu or the different messages on your Facebook feed or Twitter or this, that, and the other, which you can get rid of if you want to. It just takes a couple of clicks of the mouse and you're done. But anyway, that's all because they are actually taking your data and using it, checking the places where you go and check on the web through Facebook and whatnot, and then that's how they market you back, but they sell that information.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
And just like my website, we don't care who you are, what you are, we're not going to give your information to anybody.
Well, that's true. Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. Because you have to look for that now when you're out there. Otherwise, you're going to get involved in a deal where all of a sudden you're going to start getting solicited by everybody under the sun. But that's just the way it goes. Okay, so Manatee County, we'll have to wait probably until Tuesday to find out for sure what's going on. Now, briefly, and I didn't want to spend a lot of time on this, Hunter Biden revealed what he's 100% certain about in the DOJ investigation. Did you hear what that, the DOJ, did you hear what that was?
What was that?
That he's certain he will not, nothing will come of the investigation against him.
Well, he's certain of that, but Captain, in the interview that just recently aired, he said, well, it could have been my laptop that was stolen. It could have been hacked, this kind of thing. And I'm thinking, Captain, most people listening to this program, if your laptop had been stolen, you would probably know about it. I mean, you'd probably be certain that you're missing your laptop. I mean, I just couldn't believe it when he said that.
Because by now they already would have tapped into your financial information, anything personal, and you would have been getting God only knows from God only knows who.
Yeah, exactly. Or just that it wasn't there anymore. I mean, you know, the way that he said it was so offhanded, like, I guess maybe I could have,
well,
my laptop could have been stolen.
They think again, they think they're talking to a bunch of stupid people, and in some cases they are.
I suppose so. I didn't think that that interview seemed to go very well. It wasn't, he didn't seem to be a very, you know, persuasive about, no, this is the way things are. But it is what it is, I suppose, from his point of view.
Yeah, and when we come back, folks, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is something that we do every night of the week here on the program. And somebody last week said, well, you guys got it pretty right there, but I've run into some snow where you didn't tell me about. And I said, really? Where was that? Because he sent me a message. He said, way up there in upstate New York, almost into Canada, up on I-87. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I did say there was going to be snow for us over there. I guess you just didn't hear it.
Well,
I didn't say snowstorm. I said snow for us. He said, well, that's what it was. I said, okay. But anyway, it was one of our truckers. And God bless the truckers, because if you're, you know, they do let us know if there's weather conditions out there that we need to know about, though. They'll tell us.
Well, exactly. And then we pass it on to the other truckers that are out there. Absolutely. Yeah.
And Catwoman, when she was on the road with her husband, Road Dog, which because of her problems she's been having medically, she's not been out on the road. But Road Dog has now taken a day job to where he's home, I believe, every night.
Oh, very interesting.
Or if not, he's home certainly a lot during the week because he's driving for one of the big freight companies right now. He's a freight hauler.
Wow.
Oh, yep. Yeah. What we call a freight hauler. All right, hold that hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got an interesting song that you probably haven't heard in a long, long, long time coming up, too. So don't go nowhere. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And, of course, she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, way with her husband, Don. They operate the Double D Ranch up there. And you can find them up in Carrollton, which is just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big old hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, for the great job that they're doing keeping America safe by standing on that wall. By the way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop on by, find out what they're all about. And when you go in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee by just merely saying to them, I was listening to your ad on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said if I stopped and got an ask you for it, I'd get a free cup of coffee. In the meantime, join the Drivers Club while you're there. You can do that. You can do all of that. All right. Well, we're going to take a flashback here, and I do mean a flashback. And let's see how many of you remember this one.
Get back to where you once were.
That brings back memories. The Fab Four, the Beatles, Get Back. And, Kyle, how long ago was that around? Oh, there you go. How long ago was that around?
I think the initial version came out in 69. I think it was remixed into or redone or in some way for the Let It Be album. And, you know, you faded out right there. One of the best parts of the song right there was the keyboard solo.
Billy Preston.
Billy Preston, that's right. He was even there on the rooftop concert and played that part in Get Back. And he'd known the Beatles, by the way, for many years as well. But that's a real iconic solo. I think every keyboard player out there has learned that solo at one point or another.
Yeah, and of course, Billy Preston was famous for Something from Nothing Leaves Nothing.
That's right, yeah. Very, very good musician.
Yes, he was. Okay, let me read the headline here, and then you take along the rest of it here. A few hazards are going to contend get the drivers in contention out over Monday today. Now, there'll be a few hazards to contend with across the U.S. A vigorous system will dig into the Intermountain West for heavy mountain snow, while winds, fire weather conditions are likely to turn the Great Basin into parts all the way into the High Plains into a fire weather advisory. And finally, up ahead of this system, there'll be isolated strong to severe thunderstorms that will be possible for the upper Tennessee and Mississippi Valley and those in the Texas Panhandle. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, especially in New Mexico tonight, we're seeing the entire state either in a fire weather watch. This includes Santa Fe, Albuquerque, of course, as you come up I-25. If you're coming across I-40, which is historic Route 66, of course, and you're heading west past Albuquerque, you're going to go into a fire weather warning area. That's going to stretch into Arizona. The fire weather watch is going to stretch over. You mentioned, Captain, the Panhandle area, Amarillo, Lubbock, all that same area. As you head up I-25, you've also got a fire weather warning in southern Colorado near Pueblo. We've also got tonight fire weather warning in the northwestern corner of Colorado. This goes over into Utah, and most of eastern Utah, as you come across I-70 tonight, has got that fire weather warning. You'll also find it coming down I-15 as you head down, into the southeastern corner of Utah. This also continuing on in Nevada. So this is a major area coverage of this fire weather warning tonight. Also in Arizona, as you come across I-40 towards Flagstaff, you've got the fire weather warning. No doubt, of course, there's wind advisory in Southern California again through Wednesday. Looks like you might get some pretty gusty winds. So if you're out in the high desert coming across I-15 or coming across I-40, you could encounter this for sure. Lake wind advisory up near Reno, Carson City tonight, and Captain, a winter weather advisory happening in the state of Montana tonight. This is in the Helena area, also Great Falls along I-15, so you want to be careful in that area because that's going to stretch all the way up to the Canadian border, up through the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.
Yep, there'll be some interesting driving, junction of 99-4 there in the Indian Reservation tonight for about 100 miles, so keep that in mind. Okay, let's move on down to North Dakota, because North Dakota, you got some high wind warnings, got a fire weather threat, and you might also get some snow flurries in the mix since there is some snow south of Rapid City in South Dakota tonight. Then moving on down into, as they said, the Texas Panhandle, possibility of thunderstorms today. That's definitely there. All the way down Lubbock, all the way down to Midland, and then we might have a little bit of severe weather over towards El Paso, too, today. We've still got a lot of flooding going on along the Mississippi River Basin, all the way from Illinois, all the way down to Louisiana, on and off the river, and even out as far as about 100 miles inland in Tennessee and Kentucky, where we've got a lot of high rivers right now from all the snow melt and rain and everything else that's been going on there. Now, let's go way, way, way up into the tip of Maine again, and from just north of I-95, going up Route 1, probably about 40 miles or so, you're going to run into snow. You're going to have it all the way to Presque Isle, all the way to Caribou, if you're going that way. And certainly it's going to be up into Nova Scotia and Quebec as well. So
be advised if you're going that direction to pick up your load of French fries. And then we've got some winds and possibility of some wintry mix could flare up in Vermont tonight. We've got winds all across Massachusetts tonight because we've got a gale warning from the tip of Maine up by Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Cod. So Lynn is going to be blowing in the breeze there in Massachusetts. It's also continuing down towards Connecticut with some winds and Rhode Island as well. And Jersey, you might get some winds down there too. Maryland, you might get a little bit. And we do have an area of flooding. Shore flooding south of Daytona Beach down towards Melbourne. So there's a little bit of ponded water down there that's been pushed inland from all the rain that they've had down there in the past several days. And they did have a bunch of rain because we did have a front come through last week there, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then down in the Keys tonight, we've got some windy conditions down there. And when there's a little bit of a breeze blowing here right now tonight, but it's not as cold as what it was over the weekend. It got rather chilly Saturday morning here, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was even colder. Frank Silvato, I told him, I said to him, I says, put another log on the fire when I talked to him on Friday. He goes, I'll have all the heaters going. So anyway, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, all you got to do is truck on in there, tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and join the Drivers Club because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. By the way, if you're an RVer, join the RV Club they've got there, too, because, again, you'll be able to save on the fuel. The more fuel you buy, the more less it'll cost. And you get the same point steal there from the Flying J. So there you go. Anything you want to add there, Kyle?
Well, Captain, of course, yes. Pulling into the Pilot or Flying J, you're going to find great food, whether you're a trucker, RVer, you're driving down the highway. And by the way, their website, pilotflyingj.com, has a locator function. And if you simply type in the name of a city or the state that you're in, you're going to find all those locations for the Pilot and Flying J. So you can plan your route accordingly. It's very easy and highly recommended.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back. Hour number two with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to chime in, Kathy's going to give you the phone number to call. We've got a lot of people in the chat room tonight, Kyle, a lot of people in there. And I'm getting a lot of independent messages from email and people that are sending me stuff here, various sources. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.